seed bed, you see. You should have cultivated it and worked it with springtime arrows. Them springtime arrows, the things with the leaves on it, you know. No leaves on it. Yeah.
Like teeth?
Yes, springtime arrows. You don't want to rip any turf or anything up. It's a turf, you don't want to pull the turf up any. Mm-hmm. Put the discarder on, and that just cuts the top. Doesn't skip any turf up or really pull any rubbish up, you see. Mm-hmm. It makes a nice bed, do it twice over, do it one way and then cross it. This, they cut it, see, and make it up to.
And then you can seed straight in?
You put your seed straight in, makes a nice seed bed.
Oh, I see.
And another thing they'll do is discarders, they'll cut clods. You get a feel it's very cloddy, you know, big lumps of soil. Just, you know, haven't you? And stiff arms. You put them over 2-3 times. They put the clods all over the fire. It's a nice bed. They're very good things, discarders.
I wondered what the different ones are for, you know.
Spring arrows, that's there to make a bed, you know, seed bed.
Is that more for roots
they don't
or something?
They make them out there. They're springy, see, and they make a soil, make them better bed, you see. The cultivator grips it up, you know, it can't go in, the cultivator will help it to do it deep potatoes, but it brings the ground up lumpy, see. Potatoes, you want deep cultivation. Potatoes, you see. Because potatoes like loose soil to work with. The different seeds are the wheat. After you've got you mustn't get your ground too loose for wheat. It likes a solid bed. Wheat does.
Oh. Firm.
Not loose. If you get it loose, loose bed, wheat what they call fly. It disappears.
Oh. Is it the same for oats and rye?
You should when in the spring when wheat comes up when it's up, your autumn wheat when it's up well, you should roll it well, make it firm. This is what they call fly, the gold.
Yes, I know that they roll it down, don't they? The young shoots.
You harrow it. Roll it. Autumn wheat. If you get a good harrowing, especially if it's a bit thin, if it isn't very thick, and you harrow it. Autumn wheat, it'll stowl out, you know, mushy more.
Why's that?
It will do, I don't know where it is, it will do, autumn wheat. But not spring wheat. You sow wheat in the spring, you know, as well. But autumn wheat's always better for crop wheat, you always.
That's main crop, isn't
main
it?
Main crop, yes. Of course, you get good crops on spring wheat, but it depends on the season, that does.
Yes.
Well, when you start to plow, you go. To make the crops, you go as large as you can, you see. But you throw full one way and another, see? Then plough them back in again. Some people like it done that their old-fashioned way, that is. Some people like it done now. But they don't always allow them. You just draw one furrow up and come down on the side. Well, it's about a yard of ground when they do like that, it isn't shifted. You got me? You take a four up here, a four up there, see, and a close up too. But all this ground here, it isn't shifted, is it?
No.
And when you cop out and they say, the master says to you, throw them out, you throw one four that way and one four that way and shift all the ground and then plough them back in again.
Yes. You think that's better?
Well, it shifts all the land, you see, it cuts all the...